Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This is where many faith people, so-called, have been missing it. Because in their minds, reaping is God's responsibility. In their minds, if I plant it, I sow it, and I make confessions, the rest of it's up to God. We know better than this in every realm of agriculture. Don't we? Every crop around, we know better than this. What do you think about a farmer? He plants 1,000 acres of wheat. God gives him a bumper crop. Harvest time. It's ready to be gotten in. You come by now, you're sitting on the porch. Say, hey man, when you gonna get that wheat crop in? Well, I've done my part. I just believe that the Lord, in His own good way and good time, as He sees fit, will bring into the silo what He knows I need. That's how you lose a crop. You can sleep right through a harvest. You can get to looking at the wrong thing and not believe for the harvest and not lay hold of the harvest. Let me go over it again carefully. Who sows the seed?
Amen.
We do. Who makes it grow?
God.
Not us. God. Who reaps it?
We do.
Do you believe that or not?
Yes.
Who reaps it?
We do.
How many in here have sown a lot of offerings over the years? Who's it up to reap the harvest off of all that seed you've sown? Not a fourth of the hands. Oh, Brother Keith, you're not saying something else is up to me, are you? No, I'm not. He did. Let me read some more scriptures to you. Would you take some more scriptures? Luke 10:2. Luke 10:2, he said, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He would reap the harvest. Pray the Lord of the harvest that He'll reap the harvest. No. Who's going to reap the harvest? Us. That He would send forth laborers into His harvest. Listen to Psalm 104:27-28. You'd have to turn there. Psalm 104:27-28. It says, these wait upon you that you may give them their meat in due season. That you give them, what happens? They gather. That you give them, they gather. You open your hand and they are filled with good. John said, a man can receive nothing to himself except it be given him from heaven. You can't lay hold of anything except it's been given to you. But even though something's been given to us, we won't enjoy it unless we lay hold of it and receive it. What's been given by grace must be possessed by faith. And we've been camping on this for weeks now. That's why I said, if you haven't been with us, go back and get the materials and get caught up with us, because we've already covered a lot of ground to get to this point. But it is so important that you get that one truth that I have a responsibility to reap just like I have a responsibility to sow. And if that sounds strange to you, don't push it away. Let the Lord teach you, but don't take my word for it. Put your nose in this Bible and search it out. Look up all the scriptures on it and see if that's what it teaches or not. You know, one time my father in the faith, Brother Kenneth Hagin, had a visitation from the Lord. And the Lord said some things to him, in His words, that just upended his theology. He'd never heard. And he told the Lord, he said, I've never heard anything like that. And he said to the Lord, he said, I've read the New Testament through 150 times or so. And if there's anything in there like that, I don't know it. And he said, the Lord smiled sweetly and said, son, there's a lot of things in there you don't know. I'm going to believe that no matter how much you learn, there's a lot of things in there that you have not seen yet. Thank you, Lord. But thank you for showing them to us, Lord. 2 Corinthians 9, you know this scripture, but notice this as we look at it again. 2 Corinthians 9, 6. 2 Corinthians 9, 6. He says, he which sows sparingly shall what? Wait till God brings it in. No. Who sowed? He did. Who reaps? He did. Same one that sowed, reap. And he which sows bountifully shall what?
Reap.
Not wait on God to put it on you. You'll reap it. A lot of folks have become pretty good givers, but they're lousy reapers. They've been lazy, partly out of ignorance. Just keep waiting on the Lord. And this also explains why some people think they don't believe in 30, 60, 100-fold. There's people that have gotten adamant with me about it. You know, I don't believe in that 100-fold and don't preach that in my church. So, of course, we don't if we went. But I'm not saying we wouldn't, but why are some folks, so people that love God, people that believe in faith, why do they think they don't believe in 100-fold? Well, because they feel like I haven't seen anything like that in my life. I haven't experienced anything like that. So I've asked folks, you know, well, okay, what do you believe in 50-fold? 30-fold? 20? 5? 1.5? 0.0005? And people look at you frustrated like, I don't know. Well, do you believe that if you give, you're going to get nothing? Well, no, no, no. I believe the Lord will bless you. That's code talk for it's up to Him. Not up to me. It's up to Him. And that simply is not true. It's not true. What kind of harvest you reap is affected by what kind of seed you sowed, and how much seed you sowed, and what kind of ground you sowed it into.
Amen.
But that's not the end. It also has to do with how much faith you've got to reap it. And if you don't believe you got anything to do with it and it's not up to you, then certainly you're not going to be trying to reap 100-fold or any fold. You're waiting on God to do it for you, which is why things would just go on and on and on and on. And we've got people all over the place that, bless their hearts, they have given and given and given and given and given and made confessions and made confessions, and their life does not reflect it. They are not living in the provision and the blessing that they should be. And this is one of the big reasons why. We must learn how to reap by faith. And it has to do with being led by the Spirit. Now, we've already gone into this in a lot of detail, and the reason I keep going on it, because we've got a lot of folks in here going, explain that to me. Well, we already did 3 or 4 times. So get the materials, if you would, and allow us to move on further tonight. But an example of it is when Peter sowed the Lord the use of his boat, and immediately after that, he says, cast out for a draft. You remember that? And he said, Lord, we've toiled all night long. You see, he's put a seed into the ministry, and God's multiplied it super fast. But now it's time to what? And who's got to reap this? The Lord's not going to reap it for him. He's got to reap it. And he almost missed it because they worked on it. You know, so many people are so busy working, they don't have time to harvest. But he said, nevertheless, at your word. And so he launched out and he cast out the net, and man, they took in so many. See, what you're thinking, I'm tired. I've worked all night, and now I've sat here and listened to this guy preach for 2 hours, and I want to go home and eat something and get to bed, you know. And what he's trying to do is give you enough haul with one harvest, you don't even have to go to work for the next 3 weeks if you don't want to.
Amen.
But you have to be led by the Spirit and learn how to operate by faith to do that.
Right.
You sow your seed. You stand and believe, and if you'll be open, There'll come a time when the Lord will deal with you. Go over here today. Do this. Talk to them. Cast your net on the right side of the ship. Come on, are you listening? And if you're too lazy to leave the house and you won't obey Him, even though you got good seed and good ground, you can sleep right through a harvest. You can miss an opportunity. But if we'll be led to do what He tells us to do, we shall reap. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Go to Galatians, please. Galatians, the 6th chapter. I want you to think with me just a little bit. How many have sown several offerings over the past year? 10, 20, 30, 40, over the previous 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Are you thinking with me?
Yes.
How much? How much have you sown? How much have you sown? I don't necessarily say it out loud, but I want you to be thinking. How much have you sown? Past 10 years. Past 20 years. And some folks 30 and 40. What would a 1.75 multiplication? What would a twofold harvest be on that? Would it be enough to pay off all your stuff and sow big seeds in the kingdom? And if we could just get the Lord to give it to us. See, that's the problem. Folks just keep going year after year after year, waiting on Him, hoping, when's my harvest coming? Lord, I'm just standing and believing. Well, it's great to stand and believe, but there comes a day when it's time to get up out of bed, get out of the house, and start the tractor up.
That's right. Amen.
And if you never do it, you can miss your harvest. There are things we must do, acts of obedience. Going to the right place on the right day. Right connections. This door opens and then these people want you to do this. And we begin operating more and more in this in the past months and years. And we were at a juncture on this project just a few months ago. And we're standing and believing. And the Lord just prompted me in the middle of everything that was going on. I want you to get in that little plane I gave you and go to such and such place and just be there. Well, I got no, I'm not supposed to speak. I'm not supposed to do anything. Just go there and be there. Well, it's not time to ask questions. We're either led by the Spirit or we're not.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me life.